Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. How do you get buy-in from part-time trainers? This is a question that I get asked a lot, and this is actually a mistake that I made when running my gyms. So I thought and was told, hey, part-time people means part-time buy-in. You need full-time people. And this was a really big mistake for a couple different reasons. Number one, it really increased my payroll and cut my profit margins dramatically. It was actually one of the biggest mistakes that I feel like I've ever made in running my facilities was switching all of my coaches over to full-time. So not only did it eat into my profit margins and cost me a lot of money, but it also made some good coaches quit. In my head, I thought this is a dream job, right? It sucks when you're a trainer. You got to work multiple places. You don't have benefits. You don't have paid time off. You can't train for 8 hours a day. So where do you make up this income, right? So I created what I thought was a dream job. These are full-time people. They're on salary. They have paid time off, vacation. I gave them healthcare. But what happened is, even though they said they wanted to do the other tasks they needed to do, because again, you can't train, especially I had boot camps, right? You can't be on fire and train a boot camp session for 8 hours a day. They said they wanted to do that stuff, but they really didn't. And anytime I had an issue with a team member, it was always over those other administrative tasks that I asked them to do. So good people ended up quitting. So my point is can you get buy-in from part-time people? Yes, you absolutely can. I'm a firm believer that part-time trainers are better for your company. Number one, it's less expensive. You're going to have better profit margins. Number two, you have more people. If someone quits unexpectedly or calls in sick, you've got more people who can replace them. And if someone leaves, they're not training the majority of your session. So if a trainer leaves, you're less likely to have a bunch of clients leave with them. So that brings me back to the initial question is, how do you get buy-in from part-time trainers? Number one, you have to understand they're there most likely because they love it. Maybe they have a full-time job and they're just training a couple sessions, or they just really love training. They do other things on the side, right? So the first is to praise them. Like, trainers are typically high eye. They are a little egotistical. They like being in the spotlight. They love feeling like the center of attention. The more you can praise your part-time people, especially in front of their peers, the better. I've got clients who maybe have a Facebook group or a Slack channel or, you know, a WhatsApp chat that's just for their team, and they are praising them all the time. Number two is establish a why. Like, what's the why for you and what's the why for them? Why are they there? Why is this important to them? And then also, when I say the why for you, I mean for your clients, right? So explaining to them like, hey, we're all here to change lives. I know that's important to you. And these things that I'm asking you to do, while they might be a little annoying, are things that are going to contribute to your why, right? They're leading for a better experience. We never want someone to leave. That's a life we could have changed because our facility is too dirty, which is why I'm asking you to, you know, vacuum after your session. So really tying in things to their why is a great way to get buy-in, but also understanding what is their why. Why are they there? Are they there because they truly want to have an impact? Are they there because they need to get away from their kids or their husband? Like, why are they there? If you can understand their why and then tie in the things that you're asking them to do to that why, you're going to get a lot more buy-in. Number three is to help them operate out of their zone of genius. And this comes back to where I initially started. We're talking about those full-time trainers. Admin was not their zone of genius. They weren't great at it. They didn't want to do it. So if you can make sure that people are operating in their zone of genius for 80% of their job time, not only are you going to get better results from them, but they're going to be more happy and satisfied. So if you're looking to get buy-in from part-time trainers, make sure you're praising them, especially in front of their peers. You understand their why and why they're there, and you're helping them operate out of their zone of genius. Woo, that was a lot for today. A little longer episode. I'll see you back here tomorrow.